let me read that scripture to you, that actual scripture.
The third word of Christ. So standing close to Jesus' cross were his mother, his mother's sister Mary, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Jesus saw his mother and a disciple he loved standing there. So he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time, the disciple took her to live in his home. So guys, the Lord is dying. He's dying. He's leaving us. He left them. And he left us. He left those guys that at that time, that story, the third word, that scenario you just seen. He was dying. He was leaving them. So there's a message in that. There's a message in that story, in that third word. When he said to his mother, "There, here's your son," and to the disciple, "Here's your mother," and the disciple took her into his home, it's a message there. Again, he was leaving us. A message for them, a message for us. Let me tell you what that message was. He left us with just that, what he was saying, what took place there in that scenario. That message that they just did, that message that God was trying to say is to love, to care, to help each other, to protect each other. To love, to care, to help, to protect one another. That's what he wanted us to do. He was leaving us. He wanted us to create a family creation. So I want to ask you, are you doing this today? Are you doing what he left those people with when he told her to take care, when he told her to take care of her son and vice versa? So again, are we doing this? That's the question. Again, he was getting ready to die. He told us to do these things. And you know how to love, right? You know how to do those things. You know how to love. You know how to care. You know how to help others. You know how to be like a family. So, guys, we got to do this. We got to do what he said. Today, and maybe you don't either around the world. It needs to be more. Instead, I see a lot of hunger out there. People hungry, people homeless. People depressed, needing a shoulder to lean on, someone to listen to them. See another person over here needing money, just as maybe as little as a few dollars. So we need to help one another, guys. Don't turn your nose up, you know, or turn the other way. Please, this is what he left us to do. What he left them to do, what he left us to do, to love one another. Anyone know the definition of love? It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. And I want to stress that one. I want to stress that one, to love, because that's the biggest. So if you don't know that definition, let me read it to you. It's in the Bible. It's in 1 Corinthians. It says love is patient. Love is kind. You probably heard it before. It's not envy. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It doesn't dishonor others. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil. It protects, it trusts, it hopes, it perseveres. So let's go out there and do what he said. Guys, let's go out there and do what he said. When I was preparing this third word, I thought of a song. Came to my head, and I want to sing just a verse of it. It's called My Living Shall Not Be in Vain. And it goes like this. If I could help somebody as I pass along, if I could cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I could show somebody that they're traveling wrong, home, traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. So think of those words, guys. That's what God wants us to do. Amen. Thank you.